Mike, turn your games down.
Hi, welcome to our TV episode of Games My Mom Found. I am Mike Helberton, and who's... I don't know if I did it right, but there's my attempt.
Close.
With me tonight.
Intergalactic wizard, Red Fox.
And I am Joe Butler, and don't forget to break my spell. You have to break the keyblade that's hidden in my closet right now.
Not the dagger that you also have.
It's a distraction. What is it called? A red herring.
Nice. So we are doing something that we don't normally do, which was actually the original idea of the TV episode when they first started, but didn't actually happen, is we are looking at just a 5-part episode story arc in the Mighty Power Rangers season 1, Green with Evil, which is episode...
What is 17?
It? Yeah, 17 through 21, which aired originally back in 1993. And, spoiler alert, it still actually holds up.
I very specifically, vividly, and it's weird because I'm born in 1993, so I shouldn't remember this, but it might have been like reruns, Fox Box.
Oh, God, I remember, yes.
Back then it was probably Fox Box, but I very remember vividly a commercial being like, oh no, the Green Ranger is whooping the Power Rangers' ass. Who could it be? Could it be Skull? Could it be Bulk? Could it be this new mysterious stranger we're introducing to the series the first time? Who knows?
Well, they were not even trying with that multiple choice.
No, they were not. But hey, at least in that point, it had already aired. So you could, I mean, the information was already out there. I mean, they're not like they're really trying to hide it in here anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the viewer knows like immediately.
Yeah, they don't hide at all. I just love when I'm watching Power Rangers, I just keep thinking like, I wonder, I can, you know, tell what was Japanese and what is, you know, they had to shoot new.
Oh, you could tell by, well, primarily the Dragon Shield. The Dragon Shield in America is cloth.
Oh.
Looks like shit, yeah. I guess they couldn't import the real thing, so they just made some piece of shit and threw it on them.
Well, you know, Saban couldn't afford it. The show is very expensive to make when you get all your footage from Japan for really dirt cheap and pay your actors dirt cheap. Unless you, I mean, if he isn't cheap, he couldn't take all the money for himself. My God. Poor guy.
Oh, you... You can tell when this switches over too, because there's a lot of like, I guess because I'm like 30 now, obviously, and I've been playing a lot of like Japanese games like Persona, and I also watch Kamen Rider, and like you can very much tell when the buildings in the back are from Japan, and the highways are Japanese, and all that other goofy stuff.
You can also tell when the American actors are in the suits, because like near the neck, it always looks like fatter. In America, like it looks like more padding and all kinds of weird stuff.
I mean, I feel like almost any time that they're fighting is all old footage or Japanese footage.
You can tell how grainy it is too. Like, it's definitely different.
You know, it's just funny how much it actually works. Like, this works. So I didn't watch any other episodes of this show because Rich had told me, he's like, yeah, don't do that. Like, this is not an example of the whole series. This is just a fluke.
Yeah, if you're gonna watch anything in Mighty Morphin, really pick and choose your story arcs. Usually the multi-parters are gonna be the most interesting ones. Like when the Megazord is disabled for good and they gotta get the Thunderzords, that's probably good. The Green Candle part where Tommy loses his powers and eventually becomes the White Ranger, that was some good ass TV too. That might be a good one for us to cover, because that, as a kid, had me going. I was like, who the fuck is that White Ranger? I need to know.
Is it right after, like, the candle thing that becomes the White Ranger that quickly?
I want to say it is. It's White Light is the arc, I want to say it is. Maybe not immediately. I think he loses his powers, takes some time out, so it's kind of a buildup. So okay. you don't necessarily forget about him, but you don't off the bat think like, oh, that's going to be Tommy right away. And they hint towards like Billy through it all and some other people. So they kind of really throw you for a loop in it.
Okay, White Light is 2 parts.
There you go. And it's good. It's good shit.
So, I mean, I remembered a little bit. Like, I must have saw this in 93 when I would have been like 5 or 6. I would have been like 6 or 7. I don't remember anything about this. All I know is I had that Dragonzord toy as a kid. So I must have saw this.
I still have it in my basement.
Yeah, didn't know. It wasn't for me anymore. I'm like, no, you love this more than I do. So it's still true. I'm getting more into it, but I'm not a big toy collector.
Why were we obsessed with karate in the 90s? This is something I need to like dig deeper into.
That's a real thing, I feel like. I mean, there was a lot of that. I mean, I liked karate and stuff like that when I was younger, too.
It was a ship towards boys, less young boys. Like, everything had to have some, like, karate slash fighting element to it.
Yeah. But it's like Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, both cartoon and live action, Three Ninjas, Surf Ninjas.
Oh my God.
Whatever that movie was with Seth MacFarlane, the fat guy.
You're talking about Chris Farley?
Yes, Chris Farley. What's that ninja movie he's in?
Shit.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a thing in the 90s, and I had forgotten that. Like, I don't even really think about that.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I mean, doing like fake spin kicks in my living room for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like when I was watching this, and I remember very little, but I'm just watching this, and I'm like, this is actually entertaining. How, you know, even though it's completely cheese, like this is just nothing but cheap 90s cheese, but it works. Like the whole like martial arts contest with Tommy and Jason, I'm just like, this is so dumb but entertaining.
Oh man, as a kid, I was losing my fucking mind. It was awesome. Jason was my guy. So again, I was like probably 5-6 at the time, and immediately I wanted to be like Jason. I was like, oh, that is the guy. And then there's this new guy. It's kind of like giving him a run for his money. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then this whole arc happens. And I'm like, you had kids at school that were like really loving the Green Ranger or the Red Ranger. It's like you had to pick one or the other.
Which one were you, I wonder?
Take a guess.
Weirdly enough, because I was the opposite. Fucking love the Green Ranger.
There was a lot of kids that would lean towards Green Ranger. I mean, ultimately, he's the most famous one, right? But yeah.
Well, also, the actor didn't change. Jason David Frank had stayed, you know, he kept staying around. He stayed longer than anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, he kept coming back to Power Rangers. I think that's also why the Green Ranger is such a famous character, because he didn't quit Power Rangers, where a lot of them kind of just, they moved on. But one, because they were paid like shit, so.
Well, that night, I think a lot of them eventually wanted to have, like, other acting pursuits.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, that was probably just like a foot in the door into Hollywood or what have you.
I mean, they probably didn't expect that, you know, 20, 30 years from now, they'd be going to conventions, you know, like none of that.
Probably not. The originals? No, probably not.
No. You know, I've met two of the originals now.
Yeah.
Well, it's like we talked about it before. I don't remember it very well because I was like still like a small baby, but. Like, didn't y'all say they had, like, tours, like, they would go around, like, the whole city or, like, different cities and,
they
like,
did, yeah.
They did.
Performing malls. Yeah.
I mean, and this show, like, I didn't really realize it, but it was airing 5 days a week. So they must have been filming a ton when they filmed it.
Well, they had how many episodes in season one alone?
It's like 50 or something ridiculous. I forget, but it's way too much.
And they rerunned it, obviously, because I remember watching all of this when I was a kid, and it came out when I was a baby, like I was born. So I would imagine they rerun it until they started filming more stuff.
They definitely did. They had these on rerun like forever, it seemed. And then they eventually, like, I remember the time, I think, around, let's say, when Zio came out, they would replay these original three seasons, maybe. And they labeled it Blast from the Past. So my nephews would call the original Mighty Morphin Rangers Blast from the Past all the time because of that.
It's 60 episodes for the first season, 52 episodes for the second season, which is also Mighty Morphin. And then the third season is also Mighty Morphin, and that's 33 episodes.
Well,
that's a lot.
I'm not surprised, because they still air Super Sentai in Japan, and it's an all-year thing. Like, they air an episode every Sunday, or whatever time did they air it, because I don't know, because Japanese times are weird, and I don't remember what time I usually watch the uploads now. But they air it every Sunday still, and it's basically back-to-back, too, so when one ends, they're already, like I think I showed you on the chat earlier, the last one's ending, and they're already showing, like, teasers and the new toys and all the other stuff, so I'm not surprised that there's, like, 50 episodes of the first season and 50 episodes of the second and all this other stuff.
I mean, I just kept thinking about the fact that it's, like, you know, they also don't have to film everything, because there's a good chunk. I mean, I'm watching these episodes, a lot of it is reused footage over and over again, too. Like, oh, look, the Zords are coming. We're just going to reuse that shot over again. We're going to reuse this shot.
Rita makes her monsters grow.
I mean, yeah, they're just reusing, and it worked. Like, I watched these 5 episodes arc, and I'm like, you know what? This could have been a movie. Like, it's good enough that I was completely entertained. Like, this was way better than Power Rangers Turbo. This is better than the Power Rangers movie that came out later. Like, this is actually, like, damn it, Rich was right. Like, really quality TV.
Like, you know, like I said to Mike when before we went on air, I was like, man, like, as like five to 10 year old, like the average age of the boys watching this, like, we had no business like with this kind of quality.
No, and everything for with Tommy, arc. Like, having him become the Green Ranger when he goes to the power center, what the hell is that, the control center,
command center, buddy.
The command center. He puts a little CD in the back of I forgot his name, her Alpha. Name Alpha. It cracked me up because it's just a blank CD. It's just a CD he shoves in his back. I was thinking it was going to be a floppy disk, but they went with CD.
Yeah, everything else is floppy disk in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Oops, damn it.
My favorite one was you can't see who it is, but you can totally tell that's not Jason David Frank whenever Rita's like, ah, yes, I captured Tommy, and it's just a random man in goo.
Oh, well, that's because that's straight up from the Japan show.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved watching this and being able to be like, yep, that's from Zoo Ranger, that's from Zoo Ranger. Like, the fact that this was an arc somehow in Zoo Ranger, and then they then convert it to this, I really want to watch Zoo Ranger now. I'm sure it's not good, but...
It surprisingly holds up. Especially because the bigger twist for that as opposed to this is the Green Ranger is the Red Ranger's long lost brother. So when it's revealed who it is, you're like, oh my god.
I've always wanted to watch it.
I'm curious now, and I'm sure I'll enjoy it. I mean, this was pretty damn good, but I'm sure that it's more enjoyable than like what Power Rangers can be, because I know I can't handle it if I go back.
I think the whole thing's on Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like the only Power Rangers Super Sentai thing they have on there.
I'll look that up.
So I watch this on Netflix too. So by the time this recording, we're in February 2024. It's on Netflix and probably will be for a while. I'm assuming they have a license for a bit. I mean, that's a great way to watch this. Like, you don't need to watch any of the other shit. Just start with this episode and go from there. I mean, like, everything in the Green Ranger is just so damn cool. Like, you know, just him showing up. And so I want to know, why does Rita have the Dragon Coin? I know that's not explained in this. I'm assuming it wasn't explained before this.
I don't know if they ever explain it in the actual TV series.
Okay.
But the guys, you need to get on this shit eventually. Boom Studios run covers the entire history of where that coin comes from.
Okay.
And all that, and even the Dragon Shield as well. So it's pretty interesting.
We will. I mean, it's going to happen. I'm waiting on a few things, Mr. Joseph. And then we'll get around to probably starting it. So
it's all good. I'm patient enough. I mean, I'm just keeping up with the newest ones that come out.
Yeah, feel free.
It's all good for me. So
hey, we're getting a lot. I mean, when we started doing this, I did not expect to have this much Power Ranger content in the can and released. So
remind me something after the podcast is over.
Okay. And we've got two movies left too. So
what's the other movie? I know the first one's the new live action one. What's the other one?
Ever and After, the other live action one.
Oh yeah, that one's gonna make me cry again.
So, I mean, that will have more meaning to me. Oh, but one thing we have to talk about in the first episode, which Joe was very excited and had to post in the chat about, they have this stupid flying bug car, a VW bug that can fly. And I'm just like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, why is this here?
I mean, even as a kid, I hated it.
I mean, apparently it showed up a couple episodes before this. I was looking it up, and then it goes away at episode 40 and we never see it again. And it's just like, I mean, I guess they needed some way to get the command center since they couldn't teleport because Green Ranger beat the shit out of unplugged cords, or pretty much just unplugged cords. And I get it, but I'm like, couldn't you come up with something better than, let's go fly in the bug?
Maybe they were just trying to push Billy's creativity and have him do something besides trying to fix the command center. I don't know.
VW paid him some money?
Oh, I doubt it. But it sucked. Heart sucked.
But man, this is the transition when they're like, oh, we're almost there. It's like, oh, and then the car just like, they just take the image and just put it in the black screen. I'm just like, man, your technology there, guys. Like, whew.
Groundbreaking.
It's the 90s.
We can't make fun of that, though, because, you know, in the future, was it Hot Tub Time Machine 2? No one's going to have cars anymore. We're only going to get around with like the electric smart cars that can know where you need a ride. So, yeah. I mean, we can't really make fun of it.
It was just so, like, I would have rather just had him be able to teleport, like, come up with some excuse where they can teleport one last time. The car was not necessary.
That trash can on the back.
It's so stupid. It's just so, I mean, again, I know this is a 90s show, 93, targeted at children. I am not a child by far at this point. I mean, someone might disagree if you saw my basement I'm sitting in, but like, I get it. I get your audience, but God, was it stupid. I also couldn't get over. I had forgotten how much they always wear color-coded clothes.
Oh, yeah.
All their outfits are.
It's one thing for some of the guys to wear, like, a shirt that makes sense. You got Jason that's wearing a full-on goddamn near a jumpsuit with red. Red jeans, red shirt. I don't. Absolutely don't. Tommy, too. And he's got the weird, maybe that's more of a 90s thing, too, but, like, the cut-off sleeves with, like, the holes in the shirt, and it's green. It almost looks like a net to catch, like, swamp animals. Like, it's weird.
It's the 90s.
The gayest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Not good fashion choices.
No. Honestly, I also noticed that when I watch the show, I'm always happier when they switch to Japanese footage than I was whenever they're outside of the costumes.
I got a question. Like, since we're on wardrobes, what in the holy hell was Bulk wearing on his head? What was that?
A hat? Bulk or some sort?
Bulk or skull?
Bulk. He had that, like, weird leather, like...
It looks like a 1930s football helmet or, like, something for aviation.
Yes.
My guess is they found it somewhere, tossed away in a wardrobe closet, and said, hey, this is free. All right, you wear this. We got to give you something because we have to, and this is free, and I can't spend money. I'm Saban. I don't have any money. No. I mean, I just pocketed millions over here, but I don't have any money for you. No. Here, have this hat. I guess I can say I'll never be working for him, huh?
I 100% believe that they very much got all their clothes. Either these were 90 outfits that they're like, hey, you guys need to wear what the kids wear these days, or it's very much all right, we need to have costume wardrobe. Here's what I got from the bin from fucking Salvation Army. Y'all kids go ham wild. We're 20. Y'all kids go ham wild.
Also, when I was watching this, my wife was near me, and I apparently doesn't know much about the Power Rangers. She made a comment. She's like, I mean, I think she's got to know a little. I mean, I bought in toys. I've talked about it. I've watched some of it here and there. But she made a comment. She's like, don't tell me the Black Ranger's a black guy and the Yellow Ranger's a Asian. And I'm like, well. That was pretty funny. I think it's in the first episode of this arc when you see them morph into the Megazord. I think that one. Oh, that's the really big scene that you guys had talked about when they first see the Green Ranger and he jumps inside their Megazord.
I love it.
Whoops their ass.
Yeah, because they're trying to fight Goldar, and he just jumps inside and just kicks him out. It's so fucking good.
Literal equivalent of driving your car, and someone jumps in the back and just beats the shit out of you and throws you out of your car.
I wasn't expecting it. I'm like, this is way better than it has any right to be.
The first episode gets you going.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
The second half of it, yeah, you're going. You're full on for the ride.
I made this joke in the chat, but it's like this five arc had more action, more stuff with the Zords than it did in that Power Rangers Turbo movie we watched.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I get it. The whole reason was Saban didn't have to pay for it. So, you know, it was okay to have it. But I'm going to keep making that joke. But I mean, it's just so damn good. Like, everything with them. The Green Ranger is so cool. I kept thinking, like, he keeps calling her Empress. My brain went to, like a Dominatrix type thing. Instead of saying they should have changed the Mistress, it would have been funnier.
Oh, you weren't the only one. I say you weren't the only one thinking that, because I was straight up thinking that the whole fucking time.
I was too. I mean, I'm like, it was just so funny. He's like Empress. I'm like, this is what it makes me think of.
Well, in the comics, she eventually is called Mistress Vile.
Yeah, they know.
Somebody had the same thoughts you guys did.
Made it real. But there's some of the fight scenes, like when the first time that Jason and Tommy fight in their Power Rangers outfits. Man, is it like it's good and bad at the same time. Where he punches him, the guy just stands there to take more hits. I'm like, oh god, this is so funny, so cheesy. But it was so good, so bad. Like even the second part, none of it's boring. Like, you know, they're on a TV show budget. It's not like they have a lot of money, but none of it was boring. It was all just entertaining. Like each episode gives you more story of what's going on. You get more. You're just always getting more, and it's just really good. And I was surprised. I was also surprised how long Tommy is evil in this. He's evil up until the last like minute or a couple minutes of this five part arc. So that really surprised me. I figured he would turn earlier. Like you have them fighting Goldar, you get a lot of action, and it's really good. And you really see them defeated too. I mean, I don't remember if that's a thing in the show if they get defeated a lot.
Here and there, they end up running. Well, I mean, like I was saying earlier, when it came to the Dino Megazord being destroyed, they get the Thunder Zords and those get destroyed. Like, yeah, those are some of those moments.
Okay, it's after the Thunder Zord. That's when they get the Animal Zords, right? Isn't that because in the movies you have Animal Zords, or is that?
I don't know what comes first, because I know there's the Thunder Zord, then I think it's the Animal Ones, and then I think it's the Shogun Zords, and then that's it for Mighty Morphin.
I wish I could sit down and watch this show every episode, but I know I can't.
If you had it on in the back, that's how I did it. I had it on in the background and just picked out good arcs when I like paid more attention to the good arcs, and that was it.
So there's a flow, if I remember correctly, because my brain works off weird, like, bullshit magic. Power Rangers is usually 23 episodes with commercials, so there'd be 30. So usually the first half before commercial break usually consists of them being goofy teenagers, and then a monster shows up, and it's like, oh no, the monster turned everyone into gelatin. What are we going to do? And then they get their ass kicked. And then the second half is, we found out that gelatin can be reversed by spraying it with water, and then they go and save everyone. And then the monster's like, ah, you figured out my weakness. And then he turns big, and then they're like, okay, then they get the Megazord, and then it consists of them whooping its ass and then it blowing up like it usually does. It's the first time ever where back to back to back, they are getting their asses whooped. I think it's not until like the fourth episode they're finally like, yeah, we're kind of doing a solid chance and all this other stuff.
Yeah, no, it takes a bit. And no, you are right. That was just the formula of the show, too. I mean, that's probably the formula of a Zoo Ranger was, too. And they just, you know, put in their little make you feel good moments because it's a 90 TV show. You know, but yeah, it was just, I mean, I just know, I remember they lose to Lord Zedd the first time they fight him because they don't know how to beat the putties or something, if I remember correctly. It's been a long time.
What was that? What was your question?
When they first fight Lord Zedd, they lose to him, if I remember correctly.
When, like Lord Zedd himself, or just...
When they fight horses? The putties. When Lord Zedd first shows up and they fight the Z putties and they lose. I remember that.
It's not. I don't think it's any type of epic moment or anything, but I know they have trouble figuring out how to defeat him. And once they figure out, oh, let's punch him in the chest, and that's it.
Okay. Oh, and God, are the putties stupid.
You know what,
man,
I
had forgotten.
It was very weird on the topic of putties. If you go, I don't know which episode it was. I think I actually noted it here. But there's one fight scene when the Rangers are fighting the putties. There's this like weird putty variation or variant that I've never seen before. And they never explain what that is.
Is it in this one?
Yeah, it's in this five-parter.
Oh, that's weird.
Actually, and then I bought some Power Ranger playing cards just like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And that putty is on one of the damn cards. I'm like, now he's haunting me.
What is it? Also, think a lot of the stuff is sent over to that, or we just maybe that could be what it is that we just make really good replicas, and every once in a while we get like a miss where like something looks off or off-putting. Because is the like Green Ranger's like chest piece made of plastic in like the Japanese version?
Yeah, some other material than what we used here. Like it was that shitty cloth here. Like it was a lot, like when you watch the Sentai footage, like. He's rolling around. That thing doesn't move at all. It's very stiff.
Well, I have the episode playing in the background, and I'm at the top right. There's like the preview for like Green No More, and that suit looks fucking fantastic. Honestly.
Yeah, I was always under the impression that we like whatever we got was shipped from Japan once the show didn't need it anymore.
They shipped us what they had in general, and maybe they lost a piece and slapped something together for us. Because I know currently both Super Sentai and Kamen Rider both no longer send us stuff because they reuse a lot of shit that they have.
Probably irritated too.
Probably.
I mean, I doubt he gave him a very good deal when he did it, so, you know. Oh, and one thing I want to talk about, which it stood out to me when it talks about like the power, the evil sword that he has. I forget the name of it.
Evil sword, yes.
I think it's just evil sword.
Oh, did he say, wow. 90s. But like when they talk about how Zordon and Rita fought, like Rita fought his warrior 1,000 years ago, and then her warrior brought this sword. Like I like that because I kept thinking of the Power Rangers movie from 2017 where it talks about that, where Rita and Zordon were, you know, they knew each other, which I don't think has anything to do with this canon, but you know, that's what I thought. And I just really like that. I thought that is a cool moment. And that sword is badass too, by the way. So
yeah, I don't think you really ever see it again after that.
Well, they break it, so I guess you don't know. Even though you think they would. This is a good little part. I don't know. I just appreciated it.
They halfway bring it back because one of the other things that I do love about this is that they prove that Tommy can dual wield. So in later on, when he becomes Lord Draken, he straight up just dual wields the white tiger sword and the dragon dagger, and it's probably like the coolest fucking thing ever.
You're talking about in the comics?
Yes. I also have a statue.
I'm definitely really interested in the comics now. you guys have, I went from we first did the first Power Rangers thing with TMT having no interest, and here we are now, like, five Power Rangers things deep or so, like, maybe six, don't want to do math. I'm in, so. No, it's more than that. I'm definitely in at this point. No, it's just trying to think of anything else that happens in the second arc that's worth talking about, besides Bulk and Skull look like complete idiots. And at one point, I want to talk about the putties. I just forgot how stupid the putties are, like... I haven't seen this show in so long that I just forgot how dumb those costumes look.
And then the noise they make, too, yeah.
Thankfully, they're not in this arc too much. You see them a few times, but I didn't hear the noise a whole lot. I also really hate Rita's crew. I hate the blue guy. Both blue guys are just so fucking ugly.
Squat and Babu.
I knew you know the names. Yes, I hate both of them. I just don't like them.
How about Scorpina?
Hey, I was so happy when Scorpina showed up in this, by the way. So
you get some more history. Like, your first encounter was comic. Godzilla comic, right?
No, she was in the TMT Power Rangers one.
Was that part two?
I don't remember. I just remember she was in one of those. Might have been part two, but I feel like she was in it. That's when I made my comment. Maybe it was Godzilla. I can't remember.
You know what's crazy about that? Like, as she could have been a very forgettable character overall, they're still using her in the comic to this day. The most current arc, she's in it.
That's cool. I mean, her whole thing is cool. Like, it's the third episode when Jason gets taken away, or maybe the second. I can't tell.
What? Oh, when he gets kidnapped?
Yeah, when Jason, did I say it right? Jason, the Red Ranger? Yeah, when he gets kidnapped.
I always thought that was a pretty cool thing that they did with him. They tried to, and that like Rita actually tried to do something smart, and she almost got away with it. She was taking out their leadership. She took out Zordon. Yeah. Destroyed their communications with Alpha down, then tried to target the Red Ranger. They just screwed up by playing around too much with their food, but this is what we get.
Yeah, because Goldar is going to kill him when he's in that cage and whatever. There's a name for that, the Dark Zone or something they call it.
Yeah.
Something stupid.
Well, Goldar was supposed to kill him. Then she sent Tommy in there to finish the job. And he was playing around too much, and then he got ported out once it came back up.
But no, I mean, Rita's like winning in this because she takes away, you know, like you said, the leadership, and then they're getting their ass handed to them by the Green Ranger. I was a little confused because they call the Zord in, even though, like, should they be? I mean, Jason's not there, but they're still able to morph it to the Megazord. So I thought that was odd.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one.
I'm guessing that maybe in the original footage, he was supposed to be somewhere around, and they're like, no, we don't want to do that. I don't know.
What got me too is that this is the first mention and maybe the only mention that the Megazord runs on solar power.
Oh yeah, which I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't really know that.
So yeah, must not be mentioned very often then. If you don't know it,
I don't think it's ever mentioned in the comics whatsoever. I think this is the only mention ever.
I mean, it makes sense that something that has to do with a morphing grid that has to do with an intergalactic doesn't need the sun, has its own power source. So yeah. I mean, this was just like, hey, we got an idea. And we need to do it because I think it was in the original Japanese footage is why they did it. It looks like, because I'm assuming this mimics, you know, pretty closely to what they did in Japan for Zoo Ranger. They just change where they can, but they keep a lot of the stuff the same, I'm assuming. But you also see them actually use the shield. I don't remember them ever using the shield, actually, because they block that attack that Tommy shoots at them.
Yeah, it's not very often that they use the shield at all. I couldn't even tell you another instance and when they do.
It was cool.
I have a weird question, and I think my memory's right, but they don't do it in this. Didn't they have a big gun that they formed that they used to shoot people with?
Is that later?
Maybe a different Zord?
No, not the Zord, the Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Their weapons formed together to make a gigantic gun, yes.
Yeah, they never used that.
At this time, or is that later?
What?
The gigantic gun.
I think they do it even before this arc.
Okay, they just don't do it in this arc because they never really
win. Yeah, they just never use it.
They're not really trying to kill him either.
You could tell sometimes because it looks like if you look at Zack's axe, you could see at the bottom of it looks like a big ass like cannon.
Yeah, I remember that vaguely when I was a kid. Oh, they go back to Scorpina. I really liked her intro, which you could tell was straight from the Japanese show. You just keep seeing a scorpion walking around and then all of a sudden you see this rock just moving. I'm just like, this is so cheesy and this has to be 70s or 80s film that you're using right here. But it works for me. But it's so fucking cheesy.
I promise you, after this, I'm going to start watching Zyru Ranger.
I honestly want to. I don't really want to get Crunchyroll, but...
It's not Crunchyroll.
I'm watching it on Plex. I didn't see it on Crunchyroll, but I'm watching it on Plex.
Okay. I'm curious. I might have to check it out.
But then that means I have to like read subtitles.
I read a lot of subtitles.
You got crunchy.
That's also how I edit podcasts. Is I use my ears to listen to what I'm doing, and then I read what I'm watching.
Oh, that gave me a headache.
I've gotten really good at it. Really good at multitasking. I wouldn't be able to edit the amount of shit I do if I didn't multitask. I would never get through it. So, like, when I first started this podcast, I used to just sit at my table when my wife would go to work because we had different shifts, and then I would just edit for hours on Monday. And yeah, the amount of content I create, there's no way how I could do that. So I need to watch stuff. Makes editing a lot better. You get good at it after a while. But yeah, no, it's just cool seeing them use the shield because I'm like, I remember it, but I didn't, you know, they never really do it much. And then he's gone for like a couple parts of this.
Just one part.
I think is it just all of part three that he's gone then?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think it's during part three too. When he's gone, when you have the moment with you see Goldar wrecking the town, and you actually see the youth center, like they all have to run. I still can't get over the juice bar. I do not remember juice bars in the 90s. I wasn't really a teen. I think I was a teenager in the end of it, but I don't remember any juice bars. Was that a thing?
Rich? It might have been a California that? Thing.
Juice bars.
Actual juice bar?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know where they came up with the concept. I've never heard anything like that prior to this show.
I want to say it because Angel Grove's in California.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And that's probably what it is, where California, where everything was always hip and standard originally and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and they're not freezing to death like we were in the Midwest. So.
Yeah, but they also burn very easily. There's always fires over there. So, of course, they have juice bars.
And beaches. We don't know what the, we had a beach in Milwaukee, but you didn't want to be there about, you know, 9 months of the year. So
I have another question since I vaguely remember this series as a baby. Why? So is Zordon just somewhere in space and they communicate to him?
I think it's a little more complicated. best explanation you're going to get with any of that, because they do kind of go more in depth, I think, as the series goes on, because Zordon lasts until like in space. That's how long he's around for the most part. But it's kind of weird because in the comics, his physical form is no more. Like I think he ingests some type of poison to where he's actually dying. And they put his consciousness into some other, I'm going to probably butcher this a little bit, but it's like some other type of dimensional kind of containment to where his only being is in that containment, and then it projects to the tube.
Okay.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'd have to go. Like, there's this arc where, spoilers, like, a little bit here, Zordon actually gets out of that tube for a bit, and it's very interesting to see that transition from that tube to what he ends up going into, and it gives us more history of what's all about and his containment and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, is that like the weird thing where like, what is it? Like, why he looks weird in the movies and why he looks like he's made out of like a green screen in the TV show?
Well, in the comics, his appearance is pretty consistent. What you see on the globe, or not in the globe, but in the tube, he in his physical form, because they actually show him over 10,000 years ago with his prior occupation, which was a guardian. He was not a ranger.
The movie said otherwise, though.
The movie definitely did a lot of shit otherwise, yeah.
And hey, when are we getting that sequel?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Never, apparently.
No, I don't.
Hey, we're getting another live-action movie.
Oh, okay. I'll take it. I enjoy him, so I'll take it.
Yeah, we're getting a full reboot, apparently, which I'm halfway okay with.
I guess Cosmic Fury is our last one?
Yep. They confirmed Cosmic Fury is the end of the Power Rangers series.
That's nuts, man. I'm going to definitely have to watch that, too. Like, I'm going to watch Dino Fury and go into that and just see how it finishes it off.
I'm glad you're enjoying Dino Fury.
I'm watching Dino Thunder, so I'm sorry. Yeah, 20 Dino years ago.
Dino Thunder whoops so much ass.
I like it so far. I'm actually pretty impressed.
Like, there's a lot of weird things where, like, we talk about how old the show is, and, like, especially the original. But I also think of, like, I think off the top of my head, Time Force was also really good.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Time Force.
But I also say that because the Sixth Ranger, which is a second Red Ranger, is also the guy that voices Virgil for Devil May Cry, and they make fun of that every chance they get, so.
Oh. It's actually pretty funny.
All the stuff with Rita is also Japan stuff, right? Like, all that stuff, it looked like? Okay.
Not in the future seasons, that's all ours, but the original, yeah.
Okay, because I'm assuming Rita must have been killed off or replaced, because, eventually, isn't the other stuff they start using not Zoo Ranger? They just took whatever the hell they could get their hands on?
Yeah, by season two, they couldn't anymore.
And they hadn't changed yet. They hadn't started the whole idea of we're just going to use whatever we get and then make it around that.
Well, I think they were scared to change the appearance of the Rangers because they could have went right into the next Sentai, which where the that's where the White Ranger originally was from. And I think they were scared to change that because I don't think a lot of people would have been ready for it.
Yeah.
Well, you see, Mike, according to Power Rangers canon, in the Power Rangers Turbo movie, Rita is married to Lord Zedd and they live in a hobble hole.
And he had a sleep mask on for some reason. I remember that.
So fucking funny. It's so fucking funny.
I just couldn't get over like how much reused footage, even from this arc. There's different parts they had recap earlier stuff just to be like, we got to fill that 20 minutes. We don't got money. So like, yeah, I don't know. But also go back. I like Scorpiana. You actually see her in her when she becomes gigantic and she's in a monster form, which I.
Ugly fish lobster thing.
Yeah, that was in one of the comics. Maybe it was the Godzilla comic.
It wasn't Godzilla that she turned into that. I think she spent most of the comic in that form.
I think, yeah. I mean, it made sense. You're fighting Godzilla, but it was cool to see here. You know, and it's just, I was just entertained the entire time, and I can't get over that. Like, I did not expect to be that entertained. So, I don't know. I'm also a really big fan of Scorpiana. I want to see more of her now and stuff. I mean, I knew they couldn't keep her for too long because, you know, eventually, I mean, this wasn't an American actress. This was someone that, you know, from years and years ago.
Right.
And not like she has a mascot or anything, so not like they can easily just change it.
And I wonder, well, Joe probably knows. You saw the original Zoo Ranger, right?
Kind of. I know of
because,
it.
Because as you can see in a lot of scenes, she's like hanging out with Goldar a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of wondering what their relationship actually is.
I'm assuming it was because even just the way that they dubbed it, they made it sound like he, you know, thinks highly of her. So I'm assuming it was in the original show that they had kind of relationship.
Right. I mean, to me, I always thought she was like almost in a way like a female Goldar anyway.
Yeah, that's fair. Does she stick around a lot
in the show?
She
sticks around for a bit, season one, but then you never see her again.
Okay. So
there's two possibilities with that because we're American and we're stupid. One is she's Goldar's wife. And then there is the second option, which has an A and a B. And A, she kills Rita and replaces her, which would be funny as hell. Or B, they kill her in the show, making like a big like, oh, yeah, we finally killed one of the big bad guys. And it's probably like a really big win for them.
Nice. Well, I'll let you know when I actually watch Zyu Ranger.
Oh, and the whole scene with Skull and Bolt going into that bus is so fucking stupid.
You know, it was dumb as hell, but I kind of enjoyed it.
And the fact that the original footage has Goldar holding a bus when they're fighting the Rangers, and they used it to put Skull and Bulk in that bus in the parts that they filmed, and I'm just like, you guys did a good job using just, you know, piecing together how can we make the show the cheapest possible using all this other footage. Like, you did a good job. So I was a little, but yeah, I liked it.
It was good.
And then I think it's at the end of episode 4 when they find out that that Tommy is the Green Ranger because he's put in a stasis.
I think it's the very end of four. Oh, it's the end of four. Okay.
Yeah, it's good though. Four is also when is the bus. Four is when they fight Goldar. For some reason, Rita is on a flying scooter. For some reason, I did not catch that the first time I watched this.
Fucking weird.
I mean, when did Zoo Ranger come out? Was it the 80s?
It's 92.
Really?
Yep, it was right before, like right when Saban got it. It must have just came out.
He was pitching it for a while. That doesn't feel, 1992, one season. Damn. Okay. And that only had 50 episodes. They did a damn good job with those 50 episodes there.
I wonder if they had movies too, because a lot of times these things have like movies that also go into stuff, which we obviously never use because we made our own movies. But it's a lot of things like that where they explain why. I know, when Disney got the Kamen Rider Dragon series, they used scenes from the movies too and made the show look really good.
I keep forgetting Disney owned this for a little while.
Yeah.
They fumbled it.
Oh, God. From my understanding, it was like terrible and they sold it back to Saban for a fraction of what they paid.
Right. But I think they produced RPM, isn't it? Joe, do you know anything? Do you remember that?
I remember they did Dino Force because I remember I watched that on Jetix or whatever weird Disney knockoff show they had. You're probably right. They also probably did RPM. They only did like 3 seasons. And I don't know why they fumbled it because a lot of those were still really good. But I think it wasn't that they fumbled it. Is that they were expecting more toys and stuff to come out or people to start to sell more toys, which is always a thing back then.
Yeah, I mean, it still is. Hasn't changed.
Disney seasons. Here we go. I found it. Ninja Storm, Dino Thunder. So they did a great job with that. Dino Thunder, when I look up like rankings for each season, like Dino Thunder is usually near the top. You got SPD, Mystic Force. Mystic Force, it gets no love, honestly. Like, they make no figures for it. There's none of them present, as far as I remember, in the board game, and they have fucking tons of Rangers. And then we got Operation Overdrive, Jungle Fury, and lastly, RPM. People, from what I hear, also love RPM. So Disney, SPD is also not bad. So they actually had a few hits with some of these seasons.
I think it was just the toy sales weren't there because they just didn't. If I remember correctly from Toys That Made Us, they shifted away from, was it Hasbro that made the toys?
Yes.
Or
Bandai, maybe?
Bandai. They shifted away from that because they got a cheaper deal somewhere. Something like that. There was something with the toys where I think they got cheap.
And fucked up on that, too.
Well, yeah, because it's Disney. They were trying to make back what they spent. So,
two things which I can specifically remember. One, I remember people hated Jungle Fury. I don't know why. I remember not watching that season either. But I think what it is, because they said it didn't do well, which rolls back to around what I said originally, because it was on JetX. They didn't air the Disney Power Rangers on TV. Like, I know Dino Fury was on Disney in the morning, and I know because I watched it because I was excited because they said Tommy was coming back. But also, it's a thing of, oh, hey, there's a new Power Rangers show out. Do you want to buy the toys? Why would I? I need, like, Super Cable to watch it. Because it wasn't on regular cable. It was, you had to have, like, more than 100 channels.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense than I think about it.
Because Disney was, I mean, that would have been the time when they were, you know, pushing their Disney channel.
Right.
And I remember I didn't have it. Because I never watched Disney. Like, I don't have any, you know, nostalgic for Disney shows because when I was growing up, because I didn't have Disney. I watched Cartoon Network and stuff.
Yeah, this was the age where there was a lot of good stuff, and I thankfully had like Super Cable, and so did my partner. There's a lot of shows that me and him watched and we bond over together that no one else has seen, because there's also Nicktoons, which was also other channel, was the alternate channel to Nickelodeon, and it had like Iron Man Armored Adventures. It had Kappa Mikey.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there was a Speed Racer Next Generation TV show that was on there, too.
I really should watch that film one day.
Which one?
Which one?
Speed Racer.
Oh, that Speed Racer film is great. But no, the Next Generation was about Speed Racer's sons taking over, and they go to like a racing academy, and the monkey's a robot for some reason.
I do remember the Iron Man show that I watched like maybe one or two episodes here and there randomly. But it's
the one where he's a kid and he like...
Yeah, and he has, like, yeah. And he has two friends, a girl and a guy, of course.
Yeah, it's Rhodey and Pepper. Yeah, it was a really good show. Opening was a banger.
Don't remember very much. I just know it existed. And it was way better than the Iron Man cartoon I had as a kid, so.
I liked that Iron Man cartoon as a kid.
Did you have it? I liked it as a kid. Have you tried to rewatch it? I did once.
No,
didn't get very far. It's bad. Again, it's, you know, designed for 90. It was 90, you know, 90s kids. Like, it doesn't hold up when you're an adult and you're trying to go back to it.
So, we're watching the whole special. I'm kind of also a weird thing where it's like memory augmentation and all other stuff. You remember stuff how it is. I got completely caught off guard whenever the Zord's getting its ass handed to it by Goldar and Scorpina. And then they make Tommy just a big person. And then he just also whoops their ass.
That was kind of funny. Yes. I think I'm watching it right now. Cause episode 4, he's getting Scorpiana and Goldar. That's when they do the eclipse and they lose their power. And then she thinks she destroys the Zords. For some reason. Oh, yeah, you said, yeah, Tommy shows up. Okay.
That's where Tommy also grows to Megazord size.
For some reason.
They didn't want to reveal the Dragon Zord yet.
they could have. That would have been much better. But it works. Those three were whooping that Megazord's ass.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it. Like, of course you would, with the Green Ranger being big, because he has all the flexibility of a human, where the mech is very slow removing and more bulky. Mm. So, of course, he's able to dodge attacks and do more damage. That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. That whenever the Megazord's fighting fucking Scorpina and Goldar, it's whooping ass. It's like spinning around and fucking blocking blocks and shit. Also, I was actually really impressed.
But then she does destroy the Zords, if I remember correctly. Or she thinks she destroys the Zords.
Temporarily. She like depowers them. Because when you notice, when Zordon returns, they all get powered back up. And even like the Rangers themselves, like everything gets powered back up when he comes back.
Yeah. Yeah, because when they get kicked out of it, they lose their powers, and you just watch them running off. It's kind of funny.
So I'm looking up. Sorry, I'm going to sidetrack for just a second. On Plex, like, I'm looking up Die Ranger, so that's where the White Ranger initially, that footage came from. And I'm just adding some of the Sentai to my Plex account. I typed in Die Ranger, so the actual like series comes up. Below it is Gosei Sentai Die Ranger the movie. So they definitely have their own movies.
Oh, okay. Wow, those suits are fucking cool looking too.
Oh yeah. So a lot of people over time have been begging for us to like adapt that Sentai, or at least get like figures of them or something like that, because they love them so much. We actually get those suits canonically in the comics.
Oh.
And they're actually, I think they use them as the initial Rangers that first got that connection to the grid.
So one thing we talk about the Green Rangers, the Green Ranger and all this stuff. I didn't know that the Psycho Rangers, we had them in America.
Oh, yes. And was that in space?
Yeah, I think it's space.
Yeah, that was great. That was some good TV there, too. That was the first time they pulled off Dark Rangers, and they looked cool.
They did look cool.
I saw the new Dark Rangers later on in this one, and it looked
awful. How's that look for you, buddy?
Awful.
No effort whatsoever.
You look like you took a bed sheet, had them put on a bed sheet, tighten it to them, and draw little faces on it. It looked fucking awful from what I saw. It was
really bad. Really, really bad.
Also, the White Ranger isn't from Mighty Morphin?
Nope.
But he's in the fight scenes, isn't he? Or is that all new film?
It's all edited.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You don't see him with the Mighty Morphin Rangers, like, I don't think in a scene altogether or something like that. But yeah, it's all edited shit.
The original Super Sentai, which is what our series is based off, is about five ancient human tribes which protect guardian beasts. What the fuck?
you're talking about Zyu Ranger?
Yeah, talking about Zyu Ranger.
Yeah, what I'm reading here in the little synopsis, or not, no, where was that? It says that they evolved from humans that evolved from dinosaurs, followed by a group of humans who evolved from dinosaurs, not a group of teenagers with attitude.
Okay. Fucking weird.
Yeah, this is where they go into a thing where in Japan, every series is like contained. It's basically its own universe. And usually whenever they meet, it's because it's like, oh, there's something weird going on. Like either they're a show in the other universe, or some guy's made some kind of machine and he's bringing dinosaurs back. And oh, look, it's the original. It's the Rangers from last season, or something goofy like that.
Okay. And then that brings us to part five. Yeah, part four ends. They find out the Green Ranger is Tommy. I think that they get Zordon back too at this point, finally. Yeah, they get Zordon back, I think. Trying to tell. Or no, they get Zordon back in the episode five. And that's part five. And that's when Kimberly talks to Jason and she's like, I know you're the Green Ranger. He's like, I know you're the Pink Ranger.
And he threatens her and walks off.
Yeah. It was just but hey, he's not wearing the stupid green net shirt anymore. He's wearing a tank top, which makes at least more sense. Thank God.
At least it looks better.
Yeah, 90s fashion for you.
It's okay.
And this is when we finally get the Dragon Zord, is in the last episode of the arc.
Does it get enough shine? I mean, the last episode, it does its thing, but I wish it showed more.
The Dragon Zord is so damn cool.
I have a love-hate relationship with the Dragon Zord, just because I hate how beefy it is, because it's supposed to look like Godzilla.
Yeah. I mean, 100% Godzilla. I didn't realize that Rita was the one that gave it to him, essentially. Like, you know, she summons it, and I'm thinking, like, yeah, that's used against her later, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was just cool. Like, everything with the Dragon Zord is so damn cool, and the way they do it, and I'm just like, man, this is awesome.
Yeah, that's also whenever, like, it comes out of the ocean and it's wrecking up buildings, I'm like, oh, this is just Japan. Like, oh, yeah. that's a Japanese warehouse, and...
Oh, yeah, there's no even question. That is just Japanese footage. I mean, hey, he was saving a lot of money. He didn't have to pay a guy to dress up in a suit.
But you know what, though? It's completely badass, because I think of a five-year-old me just being like, holy shit. And like, it takes like a beam and it puts it in its mouth and breaks it. It's just like...
For absolutely no reason.
It's fucking cool.
This is when you first see the flute dagger that he plays too, yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
they all, yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm watching it right now and I can't remember if they don't have their... Oh, God. The scene when they show Tommy on top of the Dragon Zord, you could just tell it's just the guy in the costume and a little like miniature taped to his head.
Yeah.
This is so funny. It's great though. I didn't mind any of the cheese in this.
Now they throw the Zords into a volcano, and then whenever Zordon comes back, they reverse the footage of them coming out of the volcano.
Okay, so I wanted to look this up. So nearest volcano in California, Let's see how far they travel.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
I don't think they're trying to show that it's a volcano in the show, Mike.
They are. They're trying to say it's a volcano.
No. I think they're trying to show the ground breaking and the Zords going into the ground.
Yeah, I can't even tell. My Google search is giving me restaurants. Not what I want, guys.
I don't think there are volcanoes in Cali.
No, I don't either. That was the joke. I think the nearest one is Washington. in Helena? No, Helena's in Mount Hel- isn't it Mount Helen or something like that in Washington?
Helena? I don't know.
I don't know either. But Japan has volcanoes, right? That's my real question. If Japan, Japan has a list of volcanoes. So it makes sense for Japan because they have volcanoes on their island. It doesn't make sense for us because we don't have any, really. So yeah. I know, I'm looking for dumb things in a dumb cheesy show.
Oh, no, you want dumb things. You want an idea for a mini for an episode, Mike?
Sure.
If Rich is down.
What do we get?
We should watch the original Super Sentai show.
I'm going to watch it anyway, so I'm definitely
not. No. Not Power Rangers. We should watch the Spider-Man Japanese show. Oh,
that shit.
Where he's the emissary from hell. In fact, that's actually why we have Power Rangers and Kamen Rider, is because Japan went like batshit and crazy for it. And like, I'd love to watch like the first like three episodes.
Maybe. It is Spider-Man, so I can work it in, but we'll see. It looks terrible.
they take a lot of liberties. There's a what is it? A Spider-Man mech, and he has like a little watch that shoots out the costume on top of him.
Yep, I did see that.
But just every, I mean, when you like, they fight the Dragonzord and they actually beat them. Like the Dragonzord shoots rockets at them when they're on top of the roof in human form. I'm just like, you should be dead. Like you should just be completely dead. That's it. But whatever. But I think they get Zordon back, they get the Megazord, and they beat the Dragonzord pretty quickly too. I felt
there's a Godzilla reference.
There has to be. I mean, this is a whole Godzilla reference.
The red Megazord, the T-Rex, does that thing where it slides on its tail and like kicks the Dragonzord in the chest.
Oh God.
Oh. Oh yeah, I forgot he uses the. Oh yeah, he doesn't. They don't morph. They use the red. I forgot. Yeah, they use the T-Rex to fight it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool fight too. I'm actually glad they actually decided to go like a whole like, oh, we're not gonna make them fight like in the Megazord. Like we're actually gonna have like the Red Ranger versus the Green Ranger, and he wins.
That was a cool fight too, because he knows he has to break the sword. Because when Zordon finally wakes up, or they finally get Zordon, he tells him, if you break the sword, then you'll free him from the spell.
So that's another thing. Maybe that's one reason why I already like Jason anyway. And then he defeated the Green Ranger. So it's like one versus one. It's already been proven. He's superior.
It's a good little fight, too. They did a good job with all that. And then when the Dragon Sword and the everybody but the T-Rex morphed together, for some reason, the T-Rex doesn't get morphed. I don't know why.
No room for his ass. There is a secondary transformation to where the entire Megazord is together and the Dragon Sword like lays on kind of the top of it. And adds extra firepower. Like it kind of splits apart and these like cannons come up on the side of it. There's a secondary figuration.
Okay. Yeah, because it's I think minute 27 of this hour 32 or hour 20, you know, hour and 27 of this hour and 32 thing is when Tommy finally becomes the good guy.
Oh, it's like almost rushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it's only about 3 minutes after they form into that mech together and then. With the Dragon Zord, and which looks cool as hell, by the way.
Yeah, the Dragon Zord battle mode is, I think, is what that one's called.
Okay. It looks badass.
It's pretty dope.
And the best thing is, if you had the toys, you could do this.
You could.
Because they morph together, which I just think is just so damn cool.
See, I'm glad you guys had that experience, because I also kind of grew up in the age of Transformers. So, like, I remember having a Transformer as a kid and then transforming it into, like, the robot and then being like, I don't know how to transform this back, so I'm just going to leave it like this.
I didn't like Transformers as a kid. I had a couple, but not a lot.
It was okay.
It was never my thing.
That was for, like, I liked them as a kid. Like, I didn't mind them. But the people that were really into them were the kids that were a little bit older, the ones that, like, saw more of the 80s, because that's when Transformers initially came out, so they really... They really love Transformers.
Yeah, those are the people that are really affected. I was born in 87. You were born in 88, Rich. So yeah, we grew up Power Rangers. I mean, Turtles started in 87, but it's huge in the 90s. So that's what we were into. I wasn't a big Power Rangers fan, though. I think I had my moments, but I wasn't a big into it. I really liked Spider-Man and X-Men, those two cartoons as a kid, and Batman.
Well, they were all amazing. 90s cartoons were everything.
But never cared for He-Man, but I missed that boat, so I'm okay with
that. I did too. It's okay.
Again, that's like 80s. The Transformers deal. Yeah, a little the generation for us a little bit.
And I'm okay with that. And then the very end of the show is when they give him the Morpher and the coin back and everything, and he becomes the Green Ranger on their side and takes the oath, whatever the hell the oath was.
Rita really shit the bed. Like, she caused her problems to get way worse doing this.
Fuck.
Yeah, because he's around the rest of the series, isn't he, then? Until...
Yeah, until Kendall destroys the Green Ranger powers, then he makes his return and on and on and on.
So
he's still in the show, too.
There's two-parters. Is Green No More the same as White Lightning or White Light?
No. There's Green Candle arc I found, which is two episodes, 34 and 35. Then there's White Light, which is season two. It came out in 1994, episode 17 and 18. And what was the other one you just mentioned?
It was White Light and Green No More. Because there's an official Power Rangers YouTube website which is uploading all it's uploading and then re-uploading all the episodes.
It's all that. I'm like, you just uploaded this last month, you're uploading it again, like why?
Yeah.
So yeah, and Green No More is the one that's right before it in 94.
They have a couple seasons too. Holy shit, does the Lost Galaxy use the fucking armor from that fucking bug movie?
What bug movie?
Bug movie?
The one where they fight bugs, and it's there's a part where
you're talking about is it Starship Troopers?
Yeah, Starship Troopers.
I think they do. Yeah.
Holy shit, that's fucking hilarious.
I know Starship Troopers. I'm confused. What's going on though?
I'm looking to see what seasons they have, and they look like they have a bunch of the full seasons. I see Megaforce season 21 and 20, Super Samurai 19. Regular Samurai episode 18, but when you scroll down just a little bit for Power Rangers Lost Galaxy season 7, the thumbnail, the dude's totally wearing the armor from fucking Starship Troopers.
Wow. Okay. You know, I kind of want to do Green Candle, Green No More, and White Light now as an episode for this podcast. Kind of do.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see. Or there's Green No More, Missing Green, which is the episode right after that, and then you have White Light shortly after that. And that's all the White Ranger stuff. Which I think I was out by that point. I don't think I stuck around. Because I fell off Power Rangers as a kid. I don't know if the time changed, like what time it aired or what, but I know I didn't stick with it for one. I think also when the Rangers changed, I lost interest.
That's fair.
Well, you had some time because you mean like the actors?
Yeah, when the actors changed first time.
Gotcha.
It just bothered me. Even though Billy was my favorite, it just bothered me.
Yeah, it didn't have the same like appeal initially, but still, they did a decent job.
Yeah, and that's Green with Evil. Anything you guys want to say that we didn't cover yet or bring up mention?
I don't know if you guys caught this. I think it's episode 5, where it's where the Dragon Zord is down. The Rangers have it down, or Jason has him down. He's like, give up, Tommy. And then Tommy yells back, no way. And it's not even his voice. It's so fucking weird. It's like you couldn't even get him to dub that part over. Like, what happened here that you had to get some guy that didn't even sound like him?
I don't know. I still think the funniest thing you sent us, Rich, was that fucking Alpha 6 voice. I showed my husband. He also fucking he laughed his ass off too.
It's so bad.
Yo, guys, how's it going?
If Raphael and Alpha combined.
Oh, it was so bad. I was like, this is ridiculous. Why? That's all I could think of is why.
I don't know. I saw people online like trying to like defend it and it's the best Alpha ever. I'm like, what is wrong with some of these people?
Yeah, I don't understand what made them think that's what they wanted to go with.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't have anything else. Should we go to Shelf Stacker Box?
Sure.
All right, I'll go first. I'm going to put this on the shelf. I, as a guy who is not really a Power Rangers fan, which is unfortunately happening slowly, bit by bit, because of us, or you guys, I should say, not us, you guys, I really like this. This was quality TV for the 90s, and I can't believe I'm saying that Rich was right. I didn't think you were going to be right when it came to Power Rangers like this, but you were right. This is actually pretty good. I want to watch more, but I think I'll regret it very quickly. So we'll see. But yeah, it was fun going on the shelf, and I'm really glad we covered it. Oh, and you can also buy this on DVD if you wanted to. There's a DVD of it. The 5-episode arc for like $5.
Don't tell me that. I actually want to buy that then.
Why? All right, so and Joe, what about you?
So we can actually shelve it.
Yeah, since you said that, I actually will shelve it, and I was going to shelve it. This is the epitome of... I took my friend to go see two movies. Mike knows what it is. It's I went to go see the Gurren Lagann movies, and I told my roommate, I was like, this is like one of the reasons why I'm weird. I'm a weird child. I had a weird childhood. This also counts as that, because the Green Ranger is the original bad boy, like good bad guy turned good thing that I love so much. And it's like, oh, this is why you like Shadow the Hedgehog and you're gay. Makes so much more sense now. So it's totally going on the shelf. It's going next to all my Green and White Ranger paraphernalia. So,
and what about you, Rich?
I think this is the obvious one, man. Definitely would have to shove it. I mean, this is like peak Ranger storyline, peak characters, just peak Rangers in general. So, shove it forever.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it got me. You got me interested to watch more.
Well, guys, I'm telling you too. Like, if we're gonna, obviously, we'll talk about it. But if we can't, we actually follow the whole Green Ranger's story as far as him losing the powers, regaining new ones. It's gonna be a good time. But besides that, like, there's so much content based around the Green Ranger itself, just even in the comics and how it evolves in that series. When you get a second Green Ranger too, which you guys don't even know who the hell that is yet. I mean, it's exciting stuff.
Definitely. I'm as much as I want to get back to the TMT comic, there's a good chance that we'll end up going down the road of the Power Rangers comic. I'm just waiting on a couple of things.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard train to stop. I mean, this shit just keeps picking up more and more momentum. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah. I had thought about doing something 2022 after when the actor died, Jason David Frank, but I didn't. He died right around the time that, God, Kevin Conroy died. Yeah. Couldn't remember his name all of a sudden. I think it wasn't that far apart.
Yeah, the end of that year sucked ass.
Yeah, it's still sad. It's still so sad that we lost him, and the way we did too. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was 2022.
Yeah, I think it is 2022 because I remember Jason David Frank died, and I'm like, oh, this year couldn't possibly end any worse. And then Kevin Conroy died, and I went, God damn it.
Yeah, it's sad. And this one didn't hit me as much. It's hitting me more now as we're reading more stuff, and I still regret so much. I had the chance to meet him. I was at a convention, and I just wasn't into Power Rangers. Him and Amy Jo Johnson were there, and I'm just like, I'll go see him another time, you know? And then it's just like, yeah. So was... same convention Kevin Conroy was at, and I didn't meet him either. I regret God. That so much.
Yeah, you shit the bed worse than Rita on that one.
I mean, hey, this is why now, like, I meet people if I want to meet them, I'm just meeting them. Like, not even, like, that's why we flew to Boston last year, because I'm like, my wife really wanted to meet Robert Englund. I'm like, if we don't do this, and he dies, you're going to be upset. And if I tell you, no, we can't go, and you're going to blame me, so we're just going to go. So,
yeah.
Amazing fucking trip too, but.
We're having Comic-Con this year, and I think we're having a bunch of good people. I think besides, I think we're getting the Blue and Black Ranger here finally. I think we're also going to get Matthew Lillard. And part of me is like, oh, I should really go see him too before something bad happens to him. Or he stops making movies and he stops wanting to act or something.
I mean, that's not so bad because they still show up to conventions even when they don't act anymore. It's when they die that they don't show up to conventions anymore.
Well, sometimes that happens too, where they're like, oh, I'm done acting. I'm done going on tour, things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I met actors that aren't acting anymore at conventions. I mean, that's how they make some of their money.
I guess it depends on if they still need it or want the money.
Yeah.
Matthew Lillard is one of the ones I think would be fine. Because I think he's like the voice of Shaggy up until recently. So he can ride his, like, what do you call them? Residuals for like.
Not if Max has their way. Not if HBO has their way. What are you talking about? Warner Brothers would be like, residuals? What are you talking about? That contract, it went in the shredder yesterday. We never met you before.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Fucking
either.
WB Discovery. I can't get over how many shows they own that pop up on other streaming services. I'm like, why do you even have Max? Like, why? Why don't you just cancel this? Like, you don't want it. I hate them so much. All right. If you enjoyed this episode, there's a bunch of other Power Rangers content that we've done on the show, which is surprising for me to say, since there wasn't any until recently. But go check out all that content. You can find everything we do on Podbean. You can search from right in the Podbean. Type in Star Wars. Type in Batman. Type in TMNT. Type in Mega Man. Type in whatever you want. You never know. You'll find all sorts of crap that we do. So if we go check out all that, we have over 550 episodes of this podcast. And want to support the show, we do a Patreon. If little as a dollar, you vote in our Patreon poll. You see a link in the show notes for that. And join our Discord. You see a link in the show notes for that, too. You can chat with us. We're always happy to have more people join us. And want to give a shout out to my awesome intro and outro courtesy of Helena at Hell Half Street. You can follow her on TikTok, Twitch, Instagram. You'll see a link to her link tree in the show notes. And want to give a shout out to the Gamer Elixir 40 with Bill Tucker. He's on the show quite often. Definitely go check him out too. And check out Nomads of Fantasy and Nintendo Main Podcast, another two podcasts I listen to. So go check them all out. People I work with, good friends. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, YouTube, audio only, and TikTok. Scroll videos. But I make content for TikTok too now, mostly from my chair. But go check out all that. I think that's everything I need to say. So we will see you guys all next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.